Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Fax. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight through the destiny, the call, the purpose of God. And as we do, we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We become as he is even more. We see the demonstration of his power in our lives, and we are changed. We're changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. And this change is not just for ourselves. It's for every nation, every creed, every color, every race, everyone we come in contact with, not only in our own house, but on our job, in our community, in the store. We show and demonstrate the glory of God, the faithfulness of God, the salvation of God, the love and the hope of God by the life that we live. In this 15 minutes of empowerment, we're going to be encouraged by our walk of faith. We're going to be encouraged in our walk of faith. And we're going to be encouraged in the Word of God. So I pray that you grab this Word, take it, be empowered by it. Because when you walk to the place of destiny, the process of there, it's not always easy. Sometimes it's difficult, and sometimes it's lonely because there might be people around you who might not identify with your place of process, with your place of your walk. But as we are encouraged in the Word, we know that we're standing on solid foundation, and God will never leave us nor forsake us. And the work that he's doing in us is a good work, and we will see that manifestation. Yesterday we started talking about waiting on the Lord. The rest of the week we're going to be talking about waiting on the Lord and how to encourage ourselves in our wait, and how to encourage ourselves in our stand of wait, and have the right heart and motives in our wait. When we look around us and we see nature and we see the things around us, that helps us to understand the greatness of God. Every time we begin to think about who God is and we see how he's moved in the earth, what he's done in the earth, the vastness of the earth, the providence of God's sovereignty, we see all these things. It causes us to have a greater reverence of God. When we look at mankind itself and the human body and the things that are in it and all things that he's made, it causes us to have a greater reverence and a greater respect for God, and lets us understand, because when you look and start thinking about nature and creation and the sovereignty of God, those things in it let us see the wisdom of God, the power of God, the majesty of God, and how he moves and how he basically allows what we take for granted sometimes to be a greater witness in our wait process. That lets us understand that God will not leave us nor forsaken us, that God is right there, and that the power, the emphasis that he took in making creation and all the things that he did lets us understand how good he is to us. Because God created the universe and the earth. He created everything in it, everything that exists. Everything that exists exists because of God. And when you understand that, that it took, if God took the time to create the heavens and the earth and the universe and all the details that we take for granted or we don't understand or we don't recognize, he took the time to make it, to form it, to fashion it, to call it into being. He took the time to make sure that it was everything that it needed to be for us. And he did that for us, so that we would have a place to live, to have a place to dwell, to have a place to occupy. The earth was not for God, it was for us. And he, who is sovereign and holy and has dominion over the earth, let us be here so that we can have dominion over it like he has dominion in the heavens. The same God took all that time to do all of that for us. And if he took all that to show his splendor, to show his hand, to show the greatness, what things are he creating in your life? What are the things that he's doing in your life? The Bible reminds us that in God's time, he makes all things beautiful in his time. That he's doing something in time that we ourselves don't understand. He steps out of eternity into time to make something beautiful. That he takes time and he works time to fashion time to produce what he says. He doesn't let time work against him, but he takes time and he works time for what he wants, what he chooses to see, what he wants to manifest. Well, if he's doing that in the earth,
He's doing something beautiful in your life through time. Your time is producing a weight. It's producing a weight sometimes that doesn't feel good. But if you do it the right way and understand the sovereignty of God, God is going to produce something beautiful in your weight process. While you're waiting on God, while you're waiting for that change, for that favor, that opportunity, that release, that deliverance, that breakthrough to be manifested in your life, you've got to allow and cannot allow your mind, your flesh, your emotions, the situation or people pressure or even time that you feel like is working against you to make you feel that you cannot praise God, reverence God, and give God glory through what you're going through. Praise is comely for the upright. Praise is always a good place to stay and remain. If you can't praise God for what's happening in your life right now, if you feel like you can't do that, then you better find something to praise God for his salvation, for his delivering you from the place where you know you couldn't deliver yourself, for his creation. Praise him for his creation, because even praising him in his creation, you see the faithfulness of God and the goodness of God. And what I mean by that is if you have to believe and hope to see the goodness of God in the land of the living, you have to expect by faith that God's goodness and faithfulness is going to meet you right where you are, and that you can praise God for that. Praise God for that. You can praise God because you understand that if he was faithful over the earth, if he was faithful to do all these things in the earth, that he's going to be faithful over my life. And I can believe, I can expect to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. His goodness is going to meet me right where I am. That deserves praise because I expect something that I can't do for myself. I expect God to cause a breakthrough, cause a change, cause a deliverance, cause a favor or an opportunity that I can never, ever, ever do for myself, but in my weight because I'm expecting. And God is going to use time to build me up and do some things in my life, but he's also going to let time work for me and cause something to happen and manifest in my life. So my wait time is not for nothing. I'm blessing God. I'm honoring God. I'm drawing nigh to God. I'm seeing his goodness. I'm praising him for his faithfulness. I'm looking at creation and seeing the wonders of his hand. I'm looking at all these things, but I know that he's going to make time release something that it could not release unless God ordained it, unless God said so. So your wait is bringing you to a place where you have an experience and an encounter with God that you never would have had, that brings and causes an overcoming testimony, not just for you, but for those that you begin to talk about God to, because it causes God to be magnified, made large, made greater in your eyes and in the eyes that you give that overcoming testimony to, about how God performed, how God moved, the faithfulness of his hand, of his works, of his goodness. And those things you will see and understand it. When you look at nature and you begin to praise God for nature, you see in that, and even in nature, the heavens. You praise God for the heavens and the earth. That means you praise God for what he's created, which means if you can praise him for what you see, the heavens and the earth, then that means you can praise God for what he's getting ready to create and do in your life. As you praise God for what you can see, you can praise him and glorify him for what you have not seen that's going to happen in your life. You can praise him for the blessing of the waters, his waters, because we see that waters over the earth, and we need water to live. It sustains life. It sustains us. We need that water. Well, as you see that natural water, you can praise him for the water of the Spirit, the washing of his word, the water of his life in you spiritually, and what he's going to satisfy you with in your life, in your spirit, in your home. He's going to satisfy you with some great things that lets you know that as long as you see that water in the earth, as long as you can go and turn on that faucet and see the waters around you, that shows you that God is in control, because he didn't allow the waters to lead the earth completely, but he let it be a sign that he has power to subside it. He has power over it, and he's not going to allow it to overtake us, like over the whole and complete entire earth again, ever again. But we have that rainbow as a sign of his covenant. We have that rainbow as a sign that he made covenant with us, that water would never again cover the complete earth. But that also lets us know that it is, and just like you see that water, God is refreshing our lives. God is bringing something in our life. He's going to satisfy us with something in our life. He's going to do something for us in the spirit realm. We see that, and we can praise God for that water. Then we can praise God for the seasons, the four seasons that we see. We can praise God for those seasons. Why? Because that reminds us that nothing stays the same, that nothing is going to remain the same, that there is always going to be another season that is going to come. And that lets us know that whatever we're in, that God is going to not allow that season to remain forever. That season is going to change into something else. So that gives us another praise, because as we look at nature, we understand that's what's happening in our lives. Even in our wake, we're going to have a winter, yeah, but there's going to be a spring that's going to come. There's going to be a summer that's going to come. Yeah, we're going to have a fall, and we'll go through that process again. But each season brings something new, brings something different, manifests something different, and each season brings something in us and gives something to us that we never would ever expect. No season is ever going to produce exactly the same thing. That's like no winter is the same. Every winter is different. Some winters are very light, very moderate. Some winters are very heavy. Some winters are extremely heavy. But you know that they're not the same. It produces something different. Every spring, the same thing. It produces something different. It's not going to be the same. The summer is not going to be the same. The fall is not going to be the same. Even though the season comes, it produces always something different. So that lets us know that God is going to produce something in us in every season that we have never experienced before. So we can praise him for that. We can even praise God even for the fact that he is the one that all life is sustained through. The same way that everything in nature depends on God. Everything in nature depends on God for life, for the birthing of life, for life itself and sustaining of life, or even death. God controls even the death. So if nature itself is being sustained and depends on God, and they look to God, and Jesus even tells us that the daisies are in the field, they're toiling and not even worrying about anything because they know their Heavenly Father is going to take care of them, and you mean much more to God than these daisies. Don't worry about what's going to happen. In your way, that lets us know that you can depend on God faithfully, knowing that if he takes care of the earth, and he's been taking care of the earth, he's been taking care of stuff, things that man thought was extinct, God would hide it until it regenerates, repopulate itself, and then bring it back to let man know it's not dead. I caused it to live. I caused it to exist. Even when I hid it just for a season so that it can grow, so it can populate, so it can manifest itself over and over again. Even in that lets us know sometimes when we're on the backside or we're being hidden or we're in a wake process, God is up to something, so that when he shows us off, when he exposes us, when he brings us before people, we have something to tell them. We have an overcoming testimony. We have something to give. We have something that is multiplied in us, because God is faithful. And if he's faithful over the earth, over the creation of the earth, he's going to be faithful to take care of you and I. He's going to be faithful to do all that he says. So in your wait, depend on God and know that he's up to something great. He's up to something magnificent. As we close today, I'm going to read Isaiah, the 8th chapter and 17th verse. It says, "And I will wait on the Lord, who hides his face from the house of Jacob. I will hope in him." There are times that it feels like God is hiding himself from you, that God is away from you, but he's not. If you know that there's no sin separating you and you can't hear from God, you're in a test mode. You're in a wait mode. But while you're waiting, take every scripture, every decree that you've said, everything that you know about God, and believe and hope in God and stand on that word, because you're in a test mode to see, do you really trust him? Do you really believe him? Do you really stand on his word and watch him come through in your wait? I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today. The process of there, as you're waiting on God, rejoice and praise Him, love Him, and draw nigh to Him, and watch Him do something wondrous in your life. In this 15-minute of empowerment, I hope I've encouraged your soul to let you know that those that wait on the Lord will never be ashamed. You will be of good courage, because God has called you to mount with good wings, great wings, successful wings, just like the eagles. Be encouraged today. Go forth in faith and be blessed in Jesus' name.